Hi, this is Hope Gibbs coming to you from the Conscious Capitalism Conference 2013 in San Francisco, California. We're bringing you this special report about the future of capitalism on the Incandescent Radio Network.
Welcome to the Truly Amazing Women Show on the Incandescent Radio Network, the voice of entrepreneurs. In each episode of the show, we shine a spotlight on the women who are making strides and changing lives.
Hi, this is Hope Gibbs, producer of the Incandescent Radio Network. I am thrilled to be here in San Francisco at the Conscious Capitalism Conference. And sitting with me now is Carrie Freeman, VP of Freeman, which is an amazing world-class provider of integrative services for face-to-face marketing. They do just about everything. Based in Dallas, Carrie has held several positions across the enterprise, which her grandfather, Buck Freeman, founded in 1923. And I love this story because while other college students at the University of Iowa were discovering chemistry and calculus, he was discovering his passion for party decorating while pleasuring for a national fraternity. And he turned that into a lifelong trade when he opened New Idea Service Company in 1923. And then in 1927, he established the first Freeman Decorating Company office in Des Moines. And 80 years later, with the same sense of passion, Freeman has expanded into a world-class provider of integrative services for face-to-face marketing. So we are really thrilled to be here with Carrie, the VP, and the granddaughter of the founder at the Conscious Capitalism Conference, where she is on the board of the Conscious Capitalism. Is it the association?
Yes, I am.
And so we're going to ask her about Conscious Capitalism, how it applies to Freeman, how these Midwestern values are being shaken up a little bit maybe by this new concept. So tell us, welcome. Thank you for being on the show.
Thank you. Well, we are fortunate that a company to be blessed with 80 years of history, and we've had three CEOs in our day, my grandfather and then my father, Don Freeman, and now my brother-in-law, Jim Popolo, and we're blessed to have many, many long-term employees, long-term customer relationships. We've been in this industry and only this industry for our entire history. So we have these very deep-seated kind of cultural mores about our company. And I would say that we've been unconscious conscious capitalists for our history, where it's all about live up to your commitments, do right by your customers, take care of your employees, take care of your vendors, pay them on time, do what you say you're going to do, give back. The business has never been there for the family to achieve wealth. It's really been about creating wealth for a variety, you know, extended family. Instituted employee stock ownership program years ago. So all of those things have been really intrinsic within our company. And so when Doug Levy with Me Plus You introduced me to the idea of conscious capitalism in this organization, it was really like I found my tribe. It was a group of like-minded people who could take us from being in a place that, from unconscious and successful, and I thought, well, what could we accomplish if we really actually pay attention to this and really focus on our energy on these areas that are so critical to our business between culture and stakeholders, et cetera. So it's been a wonderful journey for me with a lot of personal development as well.
Wow, excellent. So tell us a little bit about Freeman and what you guys do and how you're beginning to incorporate these conscious capitalist concepts into it.
Okay. Well, the company, what we're most known for is providing services for trade shows and conventions. And that really starts and ends with taking an empty facility, like an empty convention center, an empty ballroom, and transforming that into an environment for business to be conducted. And that's kind of the broad picture. Our scope of services has really expanded to the very front end of that, about why have a conference and what are you going to do with that conference, and content development, marketing promotion, strategy behind why you would participate in an exhibit or an event. And then taking it all the way through the execution of that event, bringing it to life, and then the post-show survey work at the end. Did the conference do what we intended for it to do? So our core business has always been really in trade shows, events, and exhibits, but we have expanded where we get involved in those events and pushed that out much earlier and stayed involved much longer. And the primary reason we did that is because when, particularly with the recession, but even before then, when digital marketing and some other ways for people to bring their products and services to market, that used to be conventions and trade shows were the best way for someone to bring out a new product. It was the best place for a professional to get education. And with the advancement of the web and online learning and digital marketing, there was a lot of stress on face-to-face events, and because they're expensive and a lot of details associated with that. And what we realized is that in order for us to most effectively help our customers have successful events, we needed to help solve the problem and come up with solutions on how to make those events more successful, not just getting the right thing to the right place at the right time. So that was really a transformational mind shift for us to say we want to actually help determine what events should be and how to make it happen. And by the way, we're going to get the right thing to the right place at the right time. And that mind shift change has caused us to think as an organization, like, it really is about serving our customers and really listening and really providing insights and being a partner in a way that is much deeper than what we had provided as well. And, you know, I think just from the overall conscious capitalism perspectives, the idea of leadership and how you engage with your employees and how you nurture your culture, all of those things have just become, they were important before, but as we've grown, expanded, we have so many more employees, we've made some acquisitions, not having those elements explicit, having them somewhat implicit, we realized was a risk.
Interesting. Really interesting. And it sounds like you're trying to track trends and innovate as you go. Tell us about your career. So you grew up in this family, this incredible business. What was that like? And how did you get from there, you know, growing up there and to be the VP?
Well, we, our lines were completely blurred as it relates to our, you know, blood family as well as our business family. I mean, that we, our vacations were tied to where the company, my dad had a conference he was producing, or, you know, our company meetings were family affairs. We had lots of people involved. So growing up, there was really no distinction between our family and our Freeman family. And of course, the typical going into the office on Saturdays with my dad and going to visit his shows and that kind of thing. And so, and then that's where I spent my summers, my summer jobs in high school and in college, was working in the business. And I frankly could not imagine working someplace where I enjoyed the people as much as I did. And at the time, I had no clue what Freeman did for a living. I knew we were involved in conventions, but I didn't get it. I didn't know what a convention really was. I didn't know the role we played. I just knew I loved the people and I wanted to be a part of that. So I had the opportunity to start in sales in Dallas. And then my dad, who's the ultimate servant leader, has seen some opportunities for me to grow and develop. So I had the opportunity to be a general manager in Nashville and then also in Boston, and then came back to Dallas with one of our divisions that actually is one that we've really expanded in our quest of becoming a more strategic partner with our customers, and then moved into marketing and now vice chair of the organization. So it's been a great journey for me.
Excellent. So what are some of the plans for the future for Freeman?
Well, two areas that I personally focus on, you know, one area is really around our culture and ensuring that we're doing the right things in the business to have a sustainable culture and one that can continue to grow and evolve. And so we've been doing a lot of work around employee engagement and ensuring that we are very clear on our purpose and our vision and our values. And again, you know, we've had so many people who've worked for us a long time, and when you've only had a couple of CEOs, a lot of those things were very, again, implicit. It's just, this is the Freeman way of doing things. And we found that as we made multiple acquisitions, as Some of our more tenured folks are starting to retire and move out of the business. We've grown so much. Some of the things that we assumed that everybody knew and everybody could recite, in fact, had become kind of blurry. And that's when we really recognized we needed to become explicit about this is who we are, and no matter where you are in the organization, this is who we are, this is what we stand for, and this is what we're going to do going forward. And so I've spent a good deal of time with our team really kind of focusing on that and ways that we've been bringing that to life. But the main reason we've needed to do that is that as we've grown in, we just made an acquisition in the UK, and we're starting to continue to get way beyond what our original core business was, you know, our company needs to be prepared for that growth. And so the culture needs to be ready, the systems need to be ready, the infrastructure needs to be ready. And our ability to affect infrastructure, systems, strategy is really all predicated in how prepared the culture is for it. So it's really where I've been spending the majority of my time.
Interesting. So what's your biggest takeaway from the conference?
My biggest takeaway is that we all share the same, share so many of the same challenges. You know, we have, many of us are on this path that is really a journey. It's not, we're never going to get to kind of that perfect place. But I think that what has resonated the most with me is the idea of making decisions out of love versus fear. And when we were a smaller company and felt like, you know, you knew everybody's names and that type of thing, it was easier to show love because you knew everyone, and you did. Loved them each personally. And, you know, as we've grown and expanded, how you nurture that culture of love and demonstrate that and set expectations for that from a leadership perspective so that we are making the right decisions for the business, not just out of the strategic necessity or the fear of doing, you know, but that we're really acting out of love. And then the second piece is just really reminding me how important purpose is and the opportunity to allow our folks to share in the achieving of our purpose of, you know, connecting people in meaningful ways and what cool things happen as a result of people getting together face to face. And we have the opportunity to impact that. And I think we get so busy with just getting our work done that we forget the purpose behind it. And so I just have been, I'm reminded that's the mantle I need to bring forth and help remind our folks to lift their heads on occasion and remember why we're doing what we're doing, and what they're doing is a noble quest. And I think there's some good opportunity to share that when I get home.
How beautiful. Well, thank you so much for being with us today. I know you have to fly back home to be with your kids, so we really appreciate you taking the time at the Conscious Capitalism Conference to talk with us on the Truly Amazing Women Show. I'm Hope Gibbs here with Carrie Freeman Parsons, from Freeman, and we look forward to keeping and to seeing how you do shift and grow based on the stuff that you're doing with Conscious Capitalism.
Thank you.
So we will be back with you with another podcast from the Conscious Capitalism Conference here in San Francisco, California. This is the Truly Amazing Women Show. All right. That's it for today's episode of the Truly Amazing Women Show on the Incandescent Radio Network, the voice of entrepreneurs. If you're a truly amazing woman or know someone who is, don't hesitate to contact us. Simply log on to www.trulyamazingwomen.com and fill out the proposal form. We've profiled more than 250 women on the site who fit the bill of being truly amazing, and we look forward to honoring more. Who will be our next truly amazing woman? Tune in next week for a new episode on www.incandescentradio.com. Here's to your incredible, indelible success.